at Ben and Kelly Show. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can always DM us. Turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Robert needs some assistance. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need to know if I'm just being paranoid or if you think this is legit.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I were in Mexico last week. While I was out on the balcony, she was in the bathroom. I walked into the bathroom to tell her something. I thought she was in the bath. There she was, naked, taking a selfie.
Hey there.
I was caught off guard. She was embarrassed, started saying she was just taking it from me. She said, I was going to send it to you when we got home as a reminder of what a good time we had.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe that. And I was pretty quiet the rest of the day. Later, she said she wanted to talk about it. She said, the truth is I have skin cancer in my family. I was taking pictures to compare to future pictures to see if I have more moles. I didn't tell you because it's not sexy. I felt stupid, so I lied about it, taking pictures for you.
Okay.
That makes sense, but I still can't believe her. I haven't seen anything that makes me think she's lying, but I just can't shake the doubt that I have now. Either she's a cheater who can easily tell lies, or I will feel terrible if she's telling the truth.
Oh, gosh. Well, if she hasn't given you any reason that she is... It sounds like Robert has had experience in the past with someone who maybe had eyes for someone else while he was seeing her.
Yeah,
because,
maybe less than truthful.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it sounds like he has a little bit of that baggage. Otherwise, my initial thing was like, well, if she hasn't given you a reason, then don't give her a reason. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
She hasn't given you a reason, don't worry about it. Like just brush it off and say, okay.
If that's the only thing, yeah, I don't think that it's painting her as a cheater per se, but just kind of, you know, file this in the back of your mind. If there are any other things that pop up that make you question, then maybe.
Yeah, unless that makes us naive and just thinking, yeah, sure, it's fine. She's taking naked selfies in the bathroom and it's for her health.
Well,
I mean, when you say it like that, it does sound a little far-fetched, but
as a moley person,
yeah,
you do have to keep, you know, tabs on that stuff.
Now, the thing that we didn't get from Robert, what face was she making when he caught her taking
right.
the selfie? Was she doing like
pose?
Was she doing like a kissy face? Was she doing like a little finger on the edge of the lip type of thing?
Was she doing like an attempt to look kind of
sexy?
Flirty.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Was it a sexy or flirty pose or look that she was doing? Or was it just a, hey, I'm taking a photo of myself just to get a gauge of my body and where it's at right now?
Right. I don't know. He didn't seem to indicate any sort of details with that.
I mean, but my assumption is maybe she was not just taking a very clinical photo, or at least that's what he, or maybe he didn't see, you know, maybe he opened the door and it startled her and, you know.
Yeah, and he didn't really,
and
get
he didn't really
a good
catch,
look at that.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe that didn't. I mean, I go back to just saying, hey, give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't think that this is a giant thing that we, you know, hinge the success or failure of the relationship on, or whether you need to break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Robert, if in... you know, several weeks or months, we're not correct in this, you can come back and you can yell at us. But I think that at this point, we just give her the benefit of the doubt. So
right. I think you're good.
All right. Cool. So
maybe check in, though, and make sure she's following up on the health.
Yeah.
Hey, everything check out with the moles?
Yeah,
skin
for
cancer,
sure.
Are we good?
Yeah, if she's seeing a dermatologist, if she's doing all that stuff, then yeah, I think that's perfectly natural, especially after, you know, what she told you. So good luck. Keep us posted on 99.7 DJX.